Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, everybody, to Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
You don't need to feel the need to do it like Itchy.
You know, basic.
Extra! No.
Okay, and I gotta do my kind of spooky version of the colorful commercial chime. There you go. Because I have to do it every single episode.
What, was that like Legend of Zelda?
Alright. We got an item.
Yeah. So we got some news. Oh, yes. Yeah. It's just me, Gar, and Raven, so...
Yep, just three of us this week.
Ichi decided to fuck off, Paul also decided to fuck off, and Cell went back to the future for a little while.
Meh.
Had to settle some shit back in his own timeline.
In all honesty, though, Ichi's at his family's for Thanksgiving dinner, so, you know.
A week after Thanksgiving.
We tell them what we're actually doing. We make up shiz. What's all about? If I'm on the podcast one week, you gotta be like, oh, Blaine's jacking off to Tango Man with Dr. Pepper.
Could be. For all we know.
Well, I did jizz pink when we saw those decade scans.
Yeah, he did. And we're still getting the stains out from that.
Yeah, we're still getting the pink off the walls. That's amazing. All right, let's get into some news.
All right.
Speaking of Dino Charge.
Ryan, you want to start us off with the first bit of this?
Sure. Yoshi Sadarso, who also plays Coda, the Blue Dino Charge Ranger, recently made an announcement that he's going to make a brief cameo in Ninja, because when he was in Japan, he met up with a couple members of Kyoruger, and he met up with the Ninja cast, and apparently he did a cameo, and he couldn't talk about it for a long time. So he's going to appear in episode 34, so that's super exciting. Garf. What the fuck, man?
Gar, turn your phone off while we're recording.
Sorry, it's our editor.
Is it our editor? Okay, well, forgiven then.
Anthony's forgiven. We love you, Anthony.
What color was he again? Orange?
He's gold.
Oh, okay.
He's gold.
Goldcaster. Yeah, so this is actually pretty exciting. Because Coda is one of my favorite characters in Dino Charge, so
one thing
this is going to be cool.
Like, one thing that I have to give, I'll just call him Coda for now. Coda credit is that he's seen Kyoruger before.
Oh, yeah, no. Coda, Yoshi is a massive Sentai fan. Like, he loves Sentai, loves Rider, loves anime, cosplays all the fucking time.
Good on him.
Yeah, no, this guy's like,
got to
amazing.
Be in Power Rangers.
Yeah, but he got to be a Power Ranger.
So this is like one of his dreams.
That's like, he's as excited about this as the guy who played Kuga in Decade, because he grew up on Kuga.
Wow.
No, he did.
He was a big Kuga fan. He got the big Kuga.
Yeah, but the sad part is that like he hardly got to.
I know though. But Kuga was a joke character in that show. So,
yeah. All right. Next bit of news. This is like somewhat news-ish. It's a basically Bandai's popular line of Converge. Basically, it's like Chibi Gunman, but now they're expanding onto a Kamen Rider.
Oh, so they're making little minifigures?
Yeah, so it's like the Action 66 series, but in more highly detailed.
Oh, nice.
Like,
those are actually really nice.
So, for the first wave, we got Kuga, Fize, and Kaiza, and we got Grungi and the Orphanot King.
Nice.
So, for once, we're actually getting villains a part of a series.
It's not just any Grungi, by the way.
Well, it's
Zero?
One...
That's Zero.
Yeah,
that's
Zero.
Zero?
Yeah, it's Zero.
All right, it's Zero, then.
It is the evil Kuga.
Yes.
Apparently that's what he is. No, Raven told me that Zero's
literally
the evil Kuga.
They are literally the same being.
Yeah. But yeah, these actually look pretty cute. I will admit. And which...
Even though they're so small, they look so serious. They're just like, even though we're small, we're gonna fucking whoop your ass.
Chibi fucking number Zero. Jesus.
I can just imagine, like, this chibi Kuga just giving off, like, one of his awesome, powerful nuclear rider kicks, and it's just a tiny little fucking mushroom cloud.
Chibi thumbs up. That's what we
need. Yes.
Yeah, it better come with a fucking, like, extra hand that's just a thumbs up.
Well, these might just be models. We don't really know.
I used to have the figure art of Ultimate Kuga, and which Raven actually has.
I bought it for you, yeah.
Well, no, David got it for you.
No.
Yeah, he got it for you for Christmas.
Okay.
Because he wanted to up me for getting you a Mighty Form Kuga.
Fair.
But anyways, Ultimate Kuga comes with a thumbs up hand. And I was like,
does
he? Yeah.
I'm sorry, could you not give him a fucking thumbs up hand?
I was like, when did Ultimate Kuga, I doubt, ever did a thumbs up in that form. So, but they gave him one anyway. But they didn't
give an essential part of the character.
But yeah, these are coming out February of next year, and they're going to be 500 yen, like, per
figure. Oh, so
like,
they're going to be, like, $5.
Yeah, because, like, they're...
Okay, well, you know what? Maybe if they come out with, like, a Decade and Forza one, I'm absolutely down for getting those.
Well,
they'll look cute.
Well, you could just get the Action 66 series.
If these are better quality and they're still cheap, hey, why not? They'll be, like, 10, 15 bucks a pop.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving on!
Kamen Rider Battery War Genesis. We got footage of Drive and Mach for a Genesis War. And
nice.
Basically, it shows off their final forms as well. Okay, final form being type formula, apparently.
Well, that might be just be one of his special attacks.
Yeah.
Because, you know what, now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, formula will probably be the go-to form he goes to, like, with drive, like, type speed, and then Trideron will be its own separate character. Because, mm-hmm. like, they've done that with Kiwami, they did that with Fang
formula,
Joker.
Formula will literally just be the frigging special super attack.
Yeah,
the fucking awesome.
It's like he'll be able to switch between drive, wild, and technic, pretty easily.
Oh, that's gonna be cool.
But then you can just ultimate attack his freaking formula.
Mm.
All right. All right, moving on.
Speaking about drive, the Chaser V Cinema movie is now starting production.
Yeah, and we saw another screenshot of like Proto Drive being filmed. So Ichi is very, very ecstatic about that.
Yeah, they've confirmed flat out, Proto Drive will be in this movie.
Yeah, so. Which is really cool, actually.
Well, yeah, because the description of the movie is that it's going to be, like, all over the place, and it's going to show more of Chase's roots and, like, you know, how he was created, probably how he was created and whatnot, so that'll be cool.
So maybe we'll actually get an actual Henshin from a...
Proto Drive.
Yeah, for Proto
Drive. Well, that's what Ichi wants, so...
What Ichi wants, he gets.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, the movie will come out April 20th, 2016. So we won't get it until, like, I want to
say... Probably the end of the summer.
Yeah, at least the end of the summer. More about the Chaser.
Wait, no, it's DVD release. It's
V Cinema, so it's straight to DVD.
Yeah, so it'll be a couple months.
But again, it'll take us a while to get the rips.
Month or two.
Yeah, it won't be that long. If it's coming out in April, we'll have it by June.
Oh, yeah, so the secret viral core that was shown off on the Chaser post, V Cinema poster, is a Rhino Super Viral Core.
That's pretty cool.
So it's gold, and it's basically the Lupin Blade, but like the Lupin Viral Core, just modded a bit.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and it's also showing a picture of the DX Bono driver, which, so far, I've actually heard that it's not really... too much exciting, because apparently all it really does is just say, like, 30 phrases from Bono, and then that's really
That's
it.
Still neat, though. It's 30
I honestly would prefer it to be a fully functional belt that can use all the shift cars. And
why?
Whatnot,
you
all... fun.
Why? You have the drive driver for that. This is meant for, like, yo...
But what if you want to hear Ichigo from Bleach saying all those things?
Then you go to a convention, you tell him to do it.
No, but... Good. Like, I'm probably still will want to get this just because Bono was one of my favorite characters in Drive, so... And, yeah, so I'll probably get it.
But, yeah. I'm still waiting for the mass-produced Mach Driver, though.
Because seeing that it's not a blank screen, that means that just that face is just going to be on there. That's it. So you're just going to literally... pull the lever thingy, and then probably press a button on the shift brace, and it'll just do different phrases, and that's it.
Alright, enough with Japan news. We're going to quickly move over to Power Rangers.
What?
Where the Time Force Complete DVD release has been delayed.
Oh, no!
From December of this year to February
of
next year.
Oh, no. That means people have to keep watching it on Netflix.
But basically, one thing that Shout Factory has stated that it will not be the unaltered, or it won't be the original episodes, it'll be the edited episodes due to 9/11. Thanks, 9/11. But,
there was an issue with that show due to not terrorist attacks? I don't...
Basically, it happened during 9/11. Rancic was considered a terrorist.
Oh.
So they had the episodes where it showed Rancic blowing up cities to him attacking the forest. So basically, hence why Time Force has, like, hardly get, like, another reruns on TV.
Okay, fair.
But no, it's... But other than that, it's just been delayed to February 9th of next year. But it did have a lower price now to $16.97.
Huh.
So you could literally get Time Force for under $20.
There you go. Or, you know, for a monthly fee of $8, you can have it on Netflix or as long as
you
want.
No, you get a physical copy. You support it. Unless it's Super Sentai,
then
stay away.
I'll support it by watching it on Netflix.
No. Support the official DVD releases, guys. Unless it's Super Sentai. Stick to the fan subbers.
I don't watch it on Netflix! Moving on.
Actually, one cute news. The actor who played Ultraman Zero, like the human host for Ultraman Saga, is actually getting married.
To Sailor Mars from the live-action Sailor Moon series.
Yes.
That's cute.
That's neat.
Yeah, so think about this. The Land of Light, like the Guardian from the Land of Light, is marrying a Sailor Scout.
Yep.
I never watched the Sailor Moon live-action series, but I've seen clips, and it looked pretty cute. It's an evil Sailor Mercury, apparently, which that looked fucking awesome.
Meh. But still, Ultraman, we gotta give credit to him. It's Ultraman Zero, man. Nothing can beat that.
Well, Guy, remember, you're the only Ultraman fan in the room.
Yeah,
so.
Ultraman Zero was cool.
Well, like, Ultraman Zero for being, like, an exclusive movie? Like,
that movie
Hero?
Was fun.
Oh, Ultraman Saga was fun, man.
I still love Tiga. Me and Ichi recently showed Gar the Fox Kids dub of Tiga.
I've never seen it.
Oh my god, you've never seen... Oh god.
Larger than life, Ultraman!
I had to cleanse myself and to watch Beetleborgs.
You've never seen the unscripted, ad-libbed fucking Ultraman dub?
I've seen, like, I swear I watched like a bit of it as a kid, like a tiny little bit. And then there was a preview for it on the Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog VHS tape I had. Either that or it was Cyber Squad.
But yeah, Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad?
Yeah.
That was my jam back then. Is Gridman considered an Ultraman?
No. He's made
it's
by...
It's a spinoff.
Yeah, it's a spinoff, but it's made by the same people.
Yeah. So it was Ultraman if he was on the internet.
Right,
okay. Basically, he was digitized. But we're actually going to move on to actually exciting news. The second quarter toy magazine scans have been shown.
Oh, okay, let me just, if Ichi was here right now. Oh my god, I'm so excited!
Yeah, basically,
that looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, it reveals a ghost, like, mid-form, or which I like to call it.
Mid-season power-up.
Yeah, mid-season power-up. It's his dead heat.
It's his Gaim Jimba.
No, it's his dead heat form.
Pretty much. Yeah, okay, if we're comparing it to last season, it's dead
yeah.
heat.
Well, it's formula for now that we might know of.
Well, anyways. Yeah, so Boost Tokon, so it's like nice and red. It looks really, really cool.
Oh, and the fucking eyes look like they're on fire. So nice.
And the icon itself is actually electronic, so it has lights and sounds.
Oh, that's going to be up.
And then... His weapon is called the Sunglass Slasher. So it is literally a sword that had made from sunglasses. Not even shitting you. And you can insert multiple two icons into the sword, and it actually reads every icon that you previously own.
Hello there, Super Edison and Super Frigging.
Jungle Fury did it first?
Oh, yeah. No. That's not, those are two special forms that, Boost Tokon gets to use.
Oh, okay.
I think that's...
Are they not
I think it's
based
Ryo-
on Edison
it's,
and Fogon?
No, it's, Ryoma and Goemon, I believe.
Ryoma's come back from the dead!
Not,
everyone hide your
not
kids!
Not that Ryoma, the historical figure Ryoma.
No, we also...
It's like an ancient Japanese warrior or some shit like that.
Because, yeah,
you know, we already have fucking two others. Musashi, Nobunaga.
It's a Japanese show, and they think historical figures who the... I'm actually legitimately surprised they haven't revealed any frigging Shinsengumi fucking things.
Well,
either.
There's...
I'm legitimately shocked.
Well, there's going to be Sanzo and Himiko.
different thing.
I know. Himiko, I'm looking forward to. Not just because it's a pink fucking icon, but, like, I read up on Himiko, and she's actually very interesting.
No, it's also getting a Ghost Change series figure, which it fixes the problem that I have with the first one. The hood goes down.
Oh, yeah, the hood goes down. Okay, yeah. But with... Because I recently got the Ghost Change figure of Ore Damashii. The only reason the hood is up and looks like that is because, you know, it's the ghost form.
Yeah,
like,
but...
For the Parker ghost.
Yeah, but it makes it look so bulky. It just bugs me.
Yeah.
All right, enough about power-ups. The next, right? Nope. We got one more power up. It's for Spectre, we get the Houdini.
Damashii.
Damashii. And where it's his motor, like.
He fuses with the machine hoodie.
Yeah, and basically it becomes like a jetpack. And it looks cool, and it has chains on the face.
And a guy, yeah, a chain and a lock in the middle, because, you know, Houdini always escaped from shit.
So, instead of a straight jacket, we're getting chains.
Well, what's funny is, a guy took the picture of, like, the Spectre Houdini, and then he compared it to the Battleizer that fucking Carter had in Lightspeed Rescue with the bike.
I've never seen that.
Oh, you haven't gotten that far yet, huh?
No.
Yeah, so, Carter gets the power-up where he, like, it's a Battleizer where he combines with his motorcycle. It's pretty cool.
And also his motorcycle can, like, split in half and it becomes, like, Gatak's bike in Kabuto. Yeah. So it becomes, like, a hoverboard.
But yes, and then
we also got confirmation of our...
Confirmation
of the next rider in Ghost, Kamen Rider Necrom.
Yeah, he sounds interesting, though. His henshin device is kind of questionable. Because
it's not a
race.
Yeah,
it is a brace, but it is literally an eyedropper. So it's eye drops.
Neat.
I don't know. To me, it looks like an old record player.
No. It's supposed to be eye drops because, according to Ichi, it doesn't say Kaigan. It says Tengan or something like that, yeah. Which means drop, eye drop.
So here's my idea for him. Since he's Necrom, he's going to be the end of the series. He's just going to summon the heroes.
Yeah, the Necromancer.
Instead of being powered up, then getting forms based on them, he's just going to summon them.
Well, apparently he does. Well, apparently also Necrom does have two forms because he has Grimm and Sanzo. So Grimm, well, based off the Grimm fairy tales, like the Grimm brothers.
Well, hang on. We got the Grimm, Sanzo, and Himiko.
Yeah, Himiko's a boost token power up form.
Oh, this?
Yes. That's what Ichi told me, at least. But yeah, apparently it's another form for boost token. Which means that, like, all the other previous icon Damashii forms that freaking Ghost will use, it'll be pointless because he'll just keep using Boost Token all the time.
Oh, yeah, for then. And then he's going to get his another final form and then his final form.
But I have a theory that Necrom is going to be his evil Philip, or like that human villain, like the one who looks super pretty, is Necrom. So we'll see what goes on with him, but Necrom does sound very interesting. But fuck, that changer looks so bulky.
All right, this is actually hilarious news. But first up, I need you guys to close your eyes for a quick sec. Alright. Okay, you guys know about the Kamen Rider Gaiden films, right?
Yes.
Open it up. We're getting a novel based on the Gaiden films.
Okay.
So think about it. It's a
side story about another side story?
Yeah, it's a side story inside a side story.
Cool.
Love.
Is this about Gaim?
Duke.
Oh, it's the Duke one?
It's the novel, which is written by
Jin Hagenair.
Will tie into
Kamen Rider Duke story, seen in Kamen Rider Gaim Gaiden Volume 2. The novel will focus on Kugai Kudo, a former Inger Seal employee, and the Savior System.
You know what? This is fun because sometimes people are very disappointed with how, like, something is represented visually. So it's usually when a novel is, like, written based off of something, the novel's usually better. A great example of this is, in my opinion, Star Wars Episode 3, because the movie was but if you read the novel, it is an entirely different experience and makes Episode 3 10 times better than what the movie was represented, right. shown in the movie.
And now we're done plugging Star Wars. Moving on.
Fuck you!
We're moving on
Go see Force Awakens December 10th in theaters.
No, don't do it.
Yep.
Godzilla vs. King Kong is coming in 2020.
Whoa, 5 years.
Yeah, in 5 years, people, yes.
Oh, but that's because they're releasing a couple movies ahead of time. Kong Skull Island, March 10th, 2017. Godzilla 2 in 2018. And then Godzilla vs. King Kong in 2020.
So basically, they're pointing MCU. We're going to have like a few movies before the big giant crossover. And where? Bring it on. Let them fight.
No, but you know how this is what's going to happen? They're going to have a little fight scene. Then something bigger is going to come along. And then they'll have to team up together to defeat the bigger monster.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Or they're going to duke it out.
My money's on Ghidorah.
No, Ghidorah's gonna be in the second Godzilla.
Oh, okay.
Gamera!
Gamera's getting his own movie.
Last time I checked, Ghidorah and Mothra are gonna be in the second Godzilla film.
I'm so in for that.
I want Gigan, though. Gigan is one of my favorites.
He'll be the big thing that shows up.
And for Lane?
Mecha Godzilla for me.
When you said Gamera, that can never happen, because...
they're two different franchises.
Yeah, Gamera...
so what? Then bring them together. Cross-promote.
You know how much money they want?
You know how much money they've already spent on all the licenses they have now?
Yeah.
Fuck. Meh. I gotta spend a shit ton more just to get Gamera?
Just no. But, okay, one last bit of news, and that is for Doba Sentai Jyoger. And it's basically, rumored news, but we'll take it as it is.
I fucking fangasmed.
But basically, since like the official announcement, we really haven't gotten anything. But this is the possible animal sprites for each ranger. For red, we're getting gorilla, elephant, or the traditional lion.
Which, you know, I hate. So yeah. So gorilla, come on, do it.
Wait, what was the second one?
Blue is whale.
Huh.
Of course.
Yellow is giraffe or tiger. I would love a giraffe. Giraffes are fucking cool.
Already got yellow tiger.
But wait, a whale's not a beast. A whale's
not it's a creature.
It's an animal.
It's a peaceful creature.
It's an animal. Pink is flamingo, and we're getting green for crocodile or lizard.
Flamingo?
Yep.
God damn it.
We can't have a fucking panda.
Or, hey, what about a pig?
No, that's actual animals.
Pigs
are stuff that we make for bacon.
Fuck you. Pigs actually have a lot of feelings, and they actually, you know, feel pain, and they actually get upset and get depressed.
All the vegetarians.
Apparently Pink is a princess.
Yeah, she's a princess.
Again.
So, like, I am.
Yeah, but, so, you know, that happens on occasion.
This is the one thing that I really hope is true. This series is a follow-up to Gowranger. That, again, take this as a grain of salt, but...
yeah, because they don't usually do that with
We were in a group chat, and our editor said that I lost my shit. Because I love Gowranger.
Yeah, but he hated the idea, so...
yeah, he hated the idea, but I'm like, gimme.
Follow up!
Gimme. Because think about 25... like, got Gowranger, then Jyoger.
Yeah.
Like, they could have done, like, a simple Gokaiger number 2, but no, they're doing animals. Maybe we are getting Gowranger again. But no, a rumor was also listed that astronaut and princess are the series keywords. And the collectible item for next year is called the Kiba holder, or the fang holder.
Is that the changer?
It might be the changer.
I don't know. I'm thinking of those weapons that the game, that Lost Galaxy had. Those claw weapons.
I forgot what they're called, but not the quasar sabers, but the chrono. No, not the chrono daggers. It was the dagger. There's some kind of dagger.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's move on.
Actually, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, that's all we got for news.
What about that last tab you had?
We already did that.
We did that first. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did that first. Other than that, that's it for news.
That's it for news. See you guys in the main podcast.
News.
Whoop.